Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts this evening. I'm joined tonight by Mary Hernandez. Hello, Mary.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Feeling great.
Awesome. Well, can you tell everyone a little bit about you? Because I do believe we may have some new callers this evening.
Yes, we do. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I have the abilities to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of decks to bring forth messages from spirit and the angels. I get channeled messages as well. I'm a Reiki healer. I am now offering numerology readings on my website. And one of the benefits of the numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose. So it's the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. And you can find me at my website at https://maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com. / the angel within, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, angel within, or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or through Facebook. And
beautiful.
I will also introduce Liz's sister, who is not here today, but she'll be back next week. Liz's sister is a spiritual counselor, intuitive tarot oracle reader, and Reiki healer. She's also created her own deck, which is fabulous. She also has Tuesday night bowls, singing bowls, which are very healing. You can find Liz at LizP11Love in Facebook or Liz.Sif on Facebook or through Sacred Embers, as well as all of us. You can find us there. How about you, DC?
Beautiful. Thank you, Mary. Yes, this is DC. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a seer, a dream interpreter. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everybody did. I thought, you know, everybody sees spirit. So the journey that I find myself on right now, it started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit actually sitting on me to get my attention. And I was yelling, get off, I can't breathe. So I had no other choice but to listen, and all of this propelled me on the path that I am on today. I just feel so blessed. My journey, it was so sudden, it was unexpected. I didn't pick it, it picked me. And it changed the course of my life forever. And at the time I discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with spirit. And since then, I've never looked back. I did have a prior background in law enforcement. I do continue to serve and protect, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel, and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan is a story in herself. We'll save that for another time. But long story short, love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is DC Love. And Mary, with that being said, I was guided to see, you know, what is our current moon cycle? And I found out it's the waxing moon cycle for December the 8th. So this is a time for us to, you know, to start really, you know, taking action, you know? And, you know, if the plans that you had, you know, if they weren't put into action, well, it's time to put them into action. If there's any kind of obstacles in our way, I'm sure that they can be, you know, overcome. But it's time to start moving forward and really putting those intentions out there and feel how wonderful it feels when you do put those intentions out there, when you say those positive affirmations. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And with that being said, we have our angelic team with us this evening. And they are asking each of us to think about what we would like to manifest at this time, or maybe heal. And they are saying, we're going to help you so that you can manifest or heal things more quickly. So this is a great time to set your intentions. So think about them for a few seconds. And as you do, start to breathe and feel the powerful energy that surrounds you. We have our beautiful angelic team with us, and their energy is permeating every cell of our bodies. We have Archangel Raphael. He's, you know, stepping forward, and his name means God heals. Archangel Raphael is the supreme healer of the angelic realm. He and the healing angels are gathering around us, and they want to assist us with the healing that we are seeking. So he is saying, beloveds, close your eyes. Breathe in slowly through the nose and then out through the mouth. One more time. In through the nose and then out through the mouth. We're going to start this beautiful little meditation. And as we do, you may notice Archangel Raphael's beautiful green emerald energy surrounding you. And we asked that he fill, you know, each of us now with this beautiful emerald green healing light love energy. And he's saying, beloveds, allow this energy just to go where it is needed. Don't worry. You are now healing and clearing and detoxing all energy that is not healthy or for your highest good. His band of healing angels step forward, and they now fill you with love. They remind you that love is always the answer, no matter the question. Archangel Raphael wraps his healing wings of love and light around you. And as you are healing, he also inspires you to compassionately reach out to others that may be hurting and in need of healing too. He will also empower you to be a healing force on earth, just like him, if that is something you're interested in. Now the angels of abundance and prosperity step forward, and they remind you that you can instantly manifest your desires. Breakthroughs and miracles, they are also possible. Are you ready, beloveds? Now, Ginger, my furry angel, is coming in. She wants to get in on the act. She is, you know, my angel with fur. And she's saying, hi, everyone, it's Ginger. Fasten those seatbelts, peeps. Exciting changes are on the way. And my not-so-divine angel, you know, is not far behind. We have Joan Rivers coming in. And she is saying that money's not, you know, they say that money's not the key to happiness, but I always figured if you had enough money, you can make your own key. I'm sure you'll all agree. And it's much easier to be unhappy in a Jaguar than on a public bus. After all, girls just want to have funds. And she spells that F-U-N-D-S. Okay, Joan. Well, wait a minute, DC. Can we talk? Many of you, I know, are looking for love, too. If you love someone, let them go. If they come back with coffee, now that's meant to be. I once asked my husband, why don't you call up my name when we're making love? Because I don't want to wake you up, Joan. And then Ginger is intervening. She's saying, hey, Joan, you've got to watch what you're saying. Why don't we say some powerful and positive affirmations? And the first that she's saying, I release what no longer serves me. I am open to receiving the abundance of opportunities that are flowing to me. I activate the river of joy that flows through me. Joan likes that affirmation. She said, yeah, I've never been called a river of joy before. I like that. But how about we release those sexy inner goddesses, ladies? Here are a few of my affirmations. My sexy love vibes make me irresistible and help me to find my perfect soulmate. Angelic love flows through me, matching me with my perfect partner. And Ginger comes in once more. Joan, I just want to remind you that our show rating is PG. Oh, okay, Ginger, I'm going to take it down a notch. How about I'm worthy of love? I attract love easily and deeply and completely into my life, and I love and accept myself. My past experience do not define me. I am confident in who I am. I make myself a priority, and I'm attracting the perfect partner. Our relationship will be based on love and honesty. My heart is open and willing to receive love. And remember, wear underwear. As you're climbing the ladder of success, people are watching. Bye now. So that was our little message slash meditation for today, I guess, Mary.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful. I had to mute myself because I was like laughing.
Okay.
Gotta love them. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
it's so funny. Oh my gosh, Joan and Ginger.
It's a character for sure. You know.
And it's so funny because I had that "I release and let go of what no longer serves me" written on my notes to say it.
Oh.
And then you said it. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
She must have been reading your notes before she gave me that one, you know. So she's watching
so
over
funny.
You. And she's,
I love,
you know, the love
city.
Part of the meditation was for you, Mary. You know?
Oh, I know. I got that one.
Well, she's happy that that you enjoy it. She truly is. She's so happy. She's saying, I'm glad you're so happy.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. So I pulled a card for the collective, as I normally do, from the Angel Guide by Kyle Gray. And the card that came out was Trust the Universe. And the message is, although your faith may be challenged now, trust the universe and going through recently. There are no coincidences in life, and everything is unfolding perfectly according to the divine plan. Positive opportunities are coming your way. Trust in the process and the path that you are being led down. You will now know it is the right path when you experience synchronicities and other signs and wonders. These are messages reminding you to trust the universe. The extended message is, there's no such thing as chance. All is well. All is guided. If you lose an opportunity or feel you have been shut down, know that it is the work of God and the angels, and it is right for you. If you are wondering where you go from here, know that when you ask the universe for a sign, it will show up the moment you are on the right path. You are being guided by your angels to stop questioning everything that is occurring at this time and let in the miraculous support you deserve. Trust that you are deserving of good experiences because you are, and the universe will deliver them to you. Wow, that's so beautiful. How
amazing is
that message for today?
Yes, it was absolutely beautiful, Mary. I loved it. My goodness, thank you for sharing. That was truly beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on for one second. Oh.
Okay.
Wait 1 second. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Okay, Mary, I'm back.
Okay.
I had a knock at the door. It wasn't Santa Claus. We're good.
Aw. Well, he's too early if it was Santa Claus.
Hey, you know
I'm
what?
Sure
that's
Jackson
not,
would be happy
he's never
though.
Too early. He can, you know, he can stop by a few times.
With that being said, I wanted to just put out one more affirmation, as every thought we think is creating our future. So just putting it out there that, you know, as
beautiful
DC and
that
and
is
Joan
so-
and Ginger say about manifesting, you know, so putting it out in the universe, creating our future, you know, with our
and
thoughts.
That reminds us we have to be mindful of what we say and think, you know, because
yep.
even a thought
yes.
you're putting out to the universe. And I myself, when I was watching the Long Island Medium with my niece Kelly, we saw a marathon and we laughed so hard, and I put out that intention saying, oh my gosh, I would love to do something like that. And that's how I got started, you know. So it's really crazy. So watch what you say, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
I, you know what,
so
I don't know what is
it.
But everything is going crazy. It started with trying to get on the board. So I'm hoping that, you know, we could stay grounded here. Goodness, Mary.
Yeah. So do you want to start taking callers?
Oh, yes. Yes, it sounds wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Area code 951, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi,
Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question for us, Nathaniel?
Just checking in what the angels are saying.
Okay. That's always, you know, that's always a good thing to do. I am getting that the angels have been trying to connect with you, Nathaniel. There's been some synchronicities. They're sending you some signs. Okay, I don't know if you're, you know, open to receiving their beautiful messages, but I would ask them, if you're not aware of their messages, that you, you know, possibly may need a clearer message, because they're talking about new opportunities that are coming your way. And they're saying,
great,
beloved Nathaniel, have faith and trust in the angels. And
yeah,
if there's fear or doubt, please, you know, let it go and ask, and we will give you our guidance, as well as giving, you know, you our support, Nathaniel. Okay? And Ginger's saying, yeah, Mom, I think he needs a little bit of guidance because he's a little bit frazzled and he's questioning different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be, you know, in a state of peace and be able to relax and connect with your joy. And that's when you're going to see that life becomes easier. And, you know, it makes it easier to go forward, Nathaniel. Okay? So I've got to ask, have you been connecting with your angels?
I've been trying to, yeah.
Okay, well, ask for a clearer sign, because Ginger is showing me it's sort of like you're walking around and your head is in the clouds. Okay? So,
mm-hmm,
you know, just practice staying physically, you know, staying physically grounded. And the way I like to do it is, you know, you stand up and you put your feet on the ground, your 2 feet on the ground, and you envision roots going down into Mother Earth. They go all the way down into Mother Earth. And you think of a tree. If you were to go and push a tree, it's not going to budge, right? So you're fully grounded, mm-hmm, Nathaniel. Okay? So I really feel like that's going to help you. I'm also getting, let's see what they're showing me. I feel like things are going to be a little bit less stressful for you. I'm getting the word new opportunities, your opportunities, and they're new opportunities. You know, they may be coming in this month, so it would be really helpful, you know, if you were a little bit more grounded, Nathaniel, and you'd be able to connect with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And have you been thinking about what it is that you, you know, you want to do moving forward? Because that's really important as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I do feel, you know, that you are going to have, you know, the stability that you're looking for, and I do feel like, you know, you're going to have some joy with the new position moving forward, Nathaniel. Okay? Mm-hmm. So make time daily, you know, to meditate. I feel like meditation will help you. And ask your angels, you know, if you're not getting the messages, please, angels, help me to receive them more clearly. Okay? And
okay.
Ginger's saying, you know what, think about what you love to do, because when you do what you love, the money follows. Okay? And each morning when you get up, you know, start your day with an attitude of gratitude. Say thank you, you know, thank you, and open your arms widely, because I do feel that something good is coming your way, Nathaniel, okay? So there's nothing to worry about. And I'm getting, you've got to think in a different way. And Ginger's saying, you've got to sort of think outside the box, okay? Nathaniel,
mm-hmm,
stay optimistic. And I feel like, you know, with your talent as well, you have the ability to bring in some money, okay? And I'm getting, you know, that, the way you play the guitar and everything, I feel like, you know, that is something that you do amazingly well, and you have the ability to work with that along with, you know, other you know, areas that you've, you know, that you're seeking. Have you heard from the two jobs, Nathaniel, that you were thinking about?
You know, the other one, they've done all the hiring, and the other one, I think they're on vacation this week, or they went out to another location.
Okay, well,
so,
that's okay. Yeah, don't worry. You just have to, you know what, you just have to keep putting your intentions out there, and, you know, during your divine timing, someone will connect with you, okay? And I'm hearing, you know, that you've got to let go and let God and allow divine solutions to come your way, Nathaniel. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there's nothing to worry about. nothing whatsoever. Just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, think about it, you know, what it is truly that you would like to do that will bring you that, you know, that joy that Ginger was talking about. And Ginger saying, Nathaniel, you have these unique talents, and, you know, you have different talents than a lot of people, and that's really awesome. Okay, so I feel like, you know, you have the ability to stand out and really do things, like, differently. The guitar, you know, talent is absolutely amazing. So I would, I said, I would think about that a little bit and, you know, see where that takes you. And I do feel like, you know, the angels are filling you with, you know, faith so that you don't worry so much, because your worry in actuality, you know, could be slowing down, you know, all that is coming your way. Okay? But I do feel like it is going to be a time for a fresh start for you, Nathaniel. Okay? And I do feel, like I said, the angels are with you and they're helping you. So don't lose hope. Just, you know, keep putting your intentions out there. Okay? And I'm also seeing little hearts around you, so I feel like love may be coming in soon as well.
Nice. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless, Nathaniel.
Thanks, DC.
Hi, Nathaniel. So four cards fell for you, but I was only guided to give you two because DC covered everything else that was, which was grounding and meditation. So when she did the grounding, I was like, okay, this one comes off, and then the meditation as well. So, and then these two other ones I was called to give to you, and it's a rainbow card. It's the postcards from Spirit, and it's a rainbow of colors. So, you know, there's a rainbow coming to you. So it says, dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. But leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take that first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliarity. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supported. So it's just saying, like, take that leap of faith, you know, take that leap that you've been waiting for to take. And then the other one is, dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order. And we are always in awe of this. For you, though, or your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now. Empty your mind, clean your house, and throw out any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have. Sort, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have space to fill with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energy. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. Your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to Spirit free of distractions. You are so adored by so many. We hope you really know that. And the back of the card says, you are loved. So, and I'm going back to the, Nathaniel, to the original card that I pulled for the collective, and it's trusting the universe. So trust that you're deserving of good experiences, and then the universe will deliver them to you. And like DC said in the beginning of the show, like making that list of the things that you want to manifest, because this month is about putting your intentions out there and manifesting and letting go of what no longer serves you, whether it be fear, thoughts, anything. you know, and there's a huge purge going on, you know, and a huge upgrade, you know, with the codes and everything coming through. So, you know, it's just trusting again in the universe. And I was going to give you the same affirmation that DC gave you, is I am willing to let go and let God. So I think Joan and Ginger are looking at my cheat sheet over here. So, Nathaniel, I hope that really helped you. And make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going. But, you know, again, meditation, grounding, you know. Another thing I wanted to tell you is to see if you can create, like, buy a dream journal. If you're remembering dreams, that's very important to write them down once you wake up. And also an evidence journal, which is anything that you see that spirit has given you a sign. Like, for example, the other day I was coming up the stairs in my complex and I see a leaf, like, cut into pieces of a heart. So, you know, it's shaped like a heart. And obviously that's love, you know, like, the divine is just sending me that love and giving me those signs that, you know, love is all there is, you know. And I took that as a message from the divine. So that went into my evidence journal. So just little things like that, you know, like the number synchronicities, if you see any, you know, find out their meanings. And that's how you get, you know, how they're talking to you as well, the messages. So that I hope that really helped you, Nathaniel.
What was that last part you say that I wasn't sure?
The angel numbers? Oh, the angel numbers? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
the angel numbers. Just like if you're getting those synchronistic numbers like 1111, 111, just look them up and find out their meanings. And that's how the angels also communicate with us.
Okay.
By giving us messages through, like, 111, 1111, all those numbers have a meaning, and that's how you're guided. If you're unable to channel messages, that's how you're guided.
All right. Well, super. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great evening. I'll put you on hold and make sure you give us a call back, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Take care, Nathaniel.
Thank you. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, totally beautiful. It was wonderful.
We are in sync. I love it. Well, we have, I think, a first-time caller. I've never seen this number.
Beautiful.
So we'll see. Okay. Area code 959. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. How are you today? My name is Faithful.
I am well.
Good. So yeah, definitely my first time.
Oh, welcome to Angel Answers then.
Yes.
What's your name?
Faithful. I have a rare name, that's why. So every time I tell
Faithful.
People, they're like,
okay.
Faithful. Yep.
Okay, do you have a question for us tonight?
So I'm kind of like hoping for a breakthrough, but I kind of want to ask about it, but then I'm kind of leaning towards my cat, because right now I don't even have the funds to even go to the vet or anything, but I don't even know, like, I have my cat for a long time. I think she's like 11 years old, but I don't even know what's going on with her, so I don't know. She seemed kind of sick, still trying to figure out, you know, like, what's going on with her or why she's acting the way she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll let DC answer that one.
Well, the first thing I'm getting, you know, is there like a teaching school where they have students learning to be veterinarians? Because sometimes they, you know, they will bring the cat in just to, you know, just to get someone to, you know, a little patient
right.
to look at. So So have you, you know, have you called, you know, like, you know, they have like the humane societies. You can call, you know, animal shelters, different places to find out if there's places that you can, you know, you can take them, you know?
Right. Yeah, I never actually thought about that. We're going to like a
It kind of reminds me
of massage therapy classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. I'm glad that you actually mentioned that.
And I'm also getting that you're kind of intuitive yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So I do feel, you know, that if you sit with your beautiful fur baby, that you can, you know, you can pick up some things as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel, are you having any kind of, like, mental pressure? Like, are you worried about things? Because that's what your little fur baby is saying.
Yeah, I get a lot of worries, anxiety, financial
distress.
Her
baby is picking up on that, so, you know, it's trying to take in, you know, what your all your emotions, you know, this little fur baby is trying to take them from you, okay? And I'm hearing backache, so I don't know if it's a backache with you or it's a backache with the fur baby.
I don't know, because I noticed her spine is kind of, it's not really
well, you know,
straight.
You have to tell her, though, that she's not here to take on your adult issues.
Yeah.
Okay? And she's trying to carry the load for you, okay? So that's not their job. You just tell her you're here and, you know, you're filled with unconditional love and you're here to just be you, and that's enough.
Yeah.
I'm also... Ginger's also pointing to teeth. Do you have any issues with your teeth or maybe hers?
I don't know about her,
teeth.
But I know with me, I don't even want to get pulled out because they're all saying, well, I don't know all of them. I went to like different, a couple.
Okay.
Because I have like a, what is called, it's like an internal, I guess the way they explain it to me, it's like really rare because the teeth is actually eating from the inside out.
Okay.
Rotting inside out. But they tell I might have like another few years or even 20 years. It's unpredictable. I still don't want to pull it out unless I get an implant.
okay.
But, yeah, but other than that, I do experience a lot of
getting,
DNA.
You know, hurt, I would have it looked at again. But I keep getting the word stress, okay? And
DMJ.
The stress has to be controlled is what I'm being shown because if not, it's going to cause, you know, health issues.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, because I am definitely suffering TMJ because... and I grind a lot, and it's causing me, like, tinnitus, and I like my stress is going into my sleep pretty much over a year now.
Yeah. Well, with the TMJ, do you have, like, one of those nighttime mouth appliances?
I tried one of the brands, but I don't think it's even a good one because it's one of those things that just sits in the back of my teeth and it's just like, it's just not really soft. I thought it would be probably better, but no, I guess I should have got the one that you put in the, you know, like in the hot water.
In the water, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe think about that, you know, when you can afford to get that as well. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But I am getting for you that, you know, the angels have been around you and they're saying you need a little bit more balance in your life, okay? You also need to have a little fun. You need to relax. You know, they're asking you to make time to meditate and connect with them, okay? They want to help you to manifest what you're wanting, okay?
Right.
And they'll help you to stay focused, okay? So... do you take time to just, you know, to connect with your angels?
No.
Okay, because they're saying that you're highly intuitive. And they're so proud of you. Go ahead.
So I feel like, see, a lot of my stress is, like, I just kind of worry because I know back in, like, September, I got sued from Bank of America, and I never got a chance to, like, file bankruptcy because it's just, that's just how bad it is. I'm still trying to pay off my car because the lawyer's like, don't file yet unless you pay your car. Otherwise, they're going to take your car.
Well,
away,
you know,
so.
contact the legal aid in your area and let them give you another opinion, you know? Maybe they can help you out as well. They give you steps to take, okay? Yeah. But I am getting, like I said, you have a lot, you know, of beautiful spiritual gifts. So I don't know if you've been thinking about your spiritual path. Because the angels are saying there's going to be, you know, opportunities that will present themselves, you know. So, and I am getting, you know, everyone that you meet, they love your energy and you help so many people. So you are a light worker, okay, and the angels are trying to help you to, you know, go on that beautiful spiritual path, and here you have an opportunity to do something, you know, to help others, help yourself, and to also help yourself financially. And I'm getting the word dreams.
Yeah.
They're showing me that they're giving you messages as you are dreaming, okay, and they want you to believe in yourself, hon, okay?
Okay.
So you, like my dog Ginger, she's showing me a boss. She's saying that you always bounce back. You know, you have the ability to recover, you know, from different experiences, whether it's an illness or something that you go through. You're very resilient, and you're able
mm-hmm.
to overcome the problems that you are facing. Okay?
Right.
So I do feel like this was your divine time to call into us because I feel like this is going to be a time of transformation and rebirth for you. So
okay.
The angels ask you pay attention to what areas of your life that you need to release because they're sort of like coming, you know, to an end and making room for all the good that wants to come in.
Right.
And as Mary, you know, talked earlier about the leaf she had found, I was getting the word feather. Have you found any feathers, maybe taking a walk?
No.
Okay, maybe just be a little bit more aware because maybe you're going to find feathers. And that's
okay.
One of the signs that the angels are with you. And, you know, there's different messages with that. I'm
yeah.
also getting, you know, the angels are saying you're desiring freedom and they want to help you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking
for. One of the ways, if there's things around your house that you're not using, if you donate them, you're making room for the universe to bring, you know, other things that will fill you with joy. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that does make
okay.
more sense. I don't like clutterness.
Okay. Well, just embrace the messages that we're giving you today. And, you know, release what no longer serves you and focus on you because you truly are a light worker and have so much to offer, you know, other people, okay? I'm going to
okay.
turn over to Mary and I'm going to continue on with her messages. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Mary. Okay, so I'm going to kind of reiterate what DC said because most of the messages were already written down. One of them
okay.
is I'm willing to let go and let God. And remembering that every thought we think is creating our future. So you saying, you know, there's a lack of money or resources is it's saying that you're lacking. So always say, my bank is full of cash. Even if you have a dollar, believe me that you will manifest cash in your bank account. Just trust. Trust in the universe. That card that came out is trusting. Trusting the universe. Trust that you are deserving of good experiences in your life and the universe will
yeah.
deliver them to you. Truly trust. I was getting for you that you're going through ascension, similar to what DC said, like you are a light worker, just like we are, and just
yeah.
being out and planting those seeds out there, you know, of you know, creating this new future, that you are a light worker. You're here to help the collective, you know, awaken and find their true life purpose. So, and I'm so tingled by that. So two cards fell. I pulled two cards for you, one from the Angels and Ancestors deck, and the Lady came out, and it says, enjoy growth and reap rewards. And it says, reap what you have sown and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Grow and expand in all areas of your life. And it says, the Lady known as the Empress is in the traditional tarot is a representation of the goddess in her most fertile form. She is an abundant, bountiful, and creative being. She is closely connected to nature because it is her child. She represents maternal energy and has more than enough love to give all who need nurturing. Yet she is a representation of the goddess Venus, too, and yearns for a rich relationship with her counterpart, the Lord. In this card, she holds an apple. Its seed form a perfect pentagram, which in paganism represents the five elements of life. Fertility, growth, and abundance are all imminent when the Lady arrives in your life or in a reading. All the seeds you have planted are coming to life, and there are plenty more rewards to come. In a material sense, this card can represent financial security and comfort. It shows that there will be more than enough to go around. Oh my gosh, I'm so chilled. If you are making business deals or setting intentions to create financial growth, this card indicates a considerable amount of monetary success. The Lady can also usher in other forms of abundance, opportunities, marriage proposals, and even the birth of a child. She will help you respect nature and connect with its forces in order to have a genuinely supported journey through life. So, and she's shown in the background with apples and near a tree. So, you know, like DC mentioned, like grounding would really help. And then the other card is that came out was from the Keepers of the Light. I was guided to pick a card for you from there. And it says, Dewall Cool came out for you. And it says, remember that you are on a path. Take one step at a time to happiness. So about Dewall, he's known as the Tibetan Buddhist master. He is said to have many incarnations, including as a devotee of Buddha himself, as one of the three wise men who honor the baby Jesus. Through his earthly experiences, he learned the importance of spiritual practice and discipline, and knows that the path we are on unfolds over time. He is now helping light workers follow their dharma, which is Sanskrit word meaning right way of living. The extended message, when Dewall Cool appears in a reading for you, he reminds you that your path is unfolding as it should. Take one step at a time and remember that your only spiritual function is to be happy. You are a powerful person with many lessons under your belt and a real capacity to share your wisdom with the world. Take the time to go over what you have learned recently, recognize the strengths it has brought you, and acknowledge where you have been courageous. Dewall Cool is now working with your angel guides to help your journey unfold like a beautiful lotus flower, one petal at a time. Wow. I am so, like, chilled from head to toe, and that's just a confirmation that yes, you are in ascension and you are a light worker and you're here to, you know, help awaken people and help people on this path. So trust in planting those seeds and writing down what it is that you want to manifest, whether it's a successful business, being a light worker, helping people, you know, it's just amazing. I'm so thrilled for you. So just stay positive, okay?
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled. That's a beautiful reading.
I wonder.
So
if
just believe
like
it, and it will happen.
Yeah, I wonder that if light worker and integral child are connected. I don't know.
An inner child?
No, integral child. Indigo.
Oh, indigo. Maybe DC could elaborate on that one. I think you're born, when you're born an indigo child, you are born with as being a light worker, if I'm not mistaken.
I've been told that in the past a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's been beautiful to connect with your energy. So, again, you know, trusting and being able to, you know, think, creating our future with our thoughts, you know, and staying in the present moment, but as at the same time manifesting, writing that list of manifest of the things we want to manifest, especially this month is very important as we are coming to the close of this
and
year.
And Terry, asked about the indigo child, and they've been incarnating on the earth for the last 100 years. Okay. I'm getting, you know, your abilities, you know, are increasing, and that's what they're saying, you know. So I don't know if you've connected with others because, you know, it's sort of like your soul family. Okay, and there's a lot of transformation is what I was getting, okay? But you're here, you know, as we said, like a light worker almost, you know, to the point where, like, some are considered human angels, you know?
Yeah.
So keep, you know, thinking about what it is that you want to do because you have all these beautiful abilities and, you know, you should develop them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I
hope that helped. You know, please, you know, call us back and let us know how everything is going for you, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great evening. We'll put you on hold if you want to continue listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mary.
Wow. Yeah,
really
was.
Definitely.
So you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Area code 352, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Joanna. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Joanna.
Hi. My question is related to a relationship. I had a very traumatic relationship ending, and there is currently a no contact in place, but I feel like towards the holidays he's going to try and reach out to me. I just have this gut feeling. I don't know why, but I don't know if you see any contact. I would not let him come back, you know, but had it been other circumstances, but I just have a gut feeling like for some reason if you feel that or see that the holidays that he might try to reach out to me.
Okay, this is DC Joanna. I got a yes. I do feel, you know, someone is feeling like really insecure at this time.
Yes.
Okay, and sort of like maybe, you know, got a little bit emotional.
Yes.
You know, and I just feel like he's just, you know, he can be moody, but he's sensitive, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've got, and I'm getting space is the best thing right now.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's not good because there is conflict going on.
Yes.
And, you know, not, the angels are saying not all battles, you know, are meant to be fought. The space is going to help. Okay? So I do feel like, you know, that space is really, you know, really needed at this time.
I agree.
Okay. Is he an emotional eater? Because I feel like he is.
Yes.
Okay.
He put on quite a bit of weight, and then he lost quite a bit of weight. Yes.
Okay.
He is an emotional eater. Yes, you're correct.
He really connects well, though, with his inner child, you know?
Yes.
Which is nice, but... You know, in different areas, he does struggle as well. And, you know, he struggles, like, with negativity.
definitely.
So he does need help with that. Yeah, but I do, you know, to your, in regard to your question, I did get a yes. You know, I do feel like he will try to, you know, reach out to you, okay? And
yes.
I do feel like this is going to be like a learning lesson for the two of you.
Exactly.
Okay?
I agree.
And it's a time to, like, to remove the doubt and the fears, okay?
Okay.
I am getting, you know, I see, like, sort of like this energy over the two of you, but it's a time to decide, you know, going forward what it is you want.
Right.
Okay. So it's up to the two of you, you know, if you want to work, you know, at bringing this relationship back together or, you know, going your own way. Okay.
Yes.
I do. For you specifically, I feel like the area of love is going to be wonderful for you.
Oh, thank you.
So I am getting that, like, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay. If I might add, because of what happened, I felt like maybe things went too far that, you know, nothing could be, you know, reconciled or done about it, or because everybody's like, you know, don't. But I thought some space as well. But I feel like he will reach out to me sometime.
It could be. Like I said, if you both, you know, have open communication, you know.
Yes.
But either way, like I said, you know, if you open up to what is supposed to be, I know you
exactly.
yourself, you know, the area of love is going to be wonderful for you.
Thank you.
So
allow
love to come your way, okay? And it is going to be wonderful, okay? And I do feel, you know, you needed a break because I feel like it, almost like the way the angels are showing me, like you were almost being, and, you know, not in a physical way, but you were being walked all over, you know?
Oh, yes, you are correct. You are correct in that.
Yeah. And sort of, you know, there has to be better boundaries, you know?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, well, that's what I had gotten from your question. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Mary, are you muted? Mary, are you with us?
Okay. Guess what? I got disconnected, and I had to come back on and allow myself.
Oh, you're here again. Yay.
Yay.
Oh,
yeah, it dropped me. All of a sudden, it dropped me. I'm like, okay. I was hoping that you weren't done with Joanna. I was like, oh, my gosh. I have a message.
Did you
hear
her original question about love and the relationship that she has?
Yes.
Okay.
I did, and I got a yes like you did. And I want to reiterate the affirmation that you mentioned this earlier. It's I am worthy of love. So the affirmation that DC mentioned earlier today. So that's for you, Joanna. And then I pulled a card from postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving in any destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us?" And then in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, "You are loved."
Wow.
So,
you give me a chill. Wow.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm so chilled, too, from head to toe. From head to toe, I'm so chilled. So, you know, trusting the process of life, you know, because sometimes life throws us those curveballs and we just have to be willing to, you know, accept them and just move on, you know. I do believe, yeah. I do agree that, yes, he will contact you, but it would be on your terms whether or not, you know, to take him back or, you know, talk it out, like DP
right.
said, and, you know, and... You know, I believe that, you know, if you need to forgive, then, you know, just forgive if it's in your heart to forgive, you know. So,
yeah.
So that's such a beautiful card.
Yes. But listen, bless you both. Happy upcoming holidays and a very, very happy and blessed new year. Thank you so much.
Okay. Same to you, Joanna. Thank you for calling and call us back.
I sure will. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Wow, beautiful call.
Yes, beautiful, Mary. My goodness, yes, really beautiful.
And you were right, the switchboard is going crazy because I got disconnected.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like we've
I'm like,
got to try to hang in there, you know?
Yes.
Goodness.
So, okay, I'm trying to see if there's any callers from last week here. Okay. Okay, are you ready for the next caller?
Oh, yes, Mary.
Okay. Area code 212, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 212. Hello? Okay, I guess they have a bad connection. I'll come back to them.
Okay.
Okay, next. Area code 831, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 831.
Goodness,
okay.
I wonder if
are people...
there's something not working.
I know, but I hear, like, background noise.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the
maybe
next
you heard noise from my, maybe from my phone, Mary.
Oh, maybe it was yours? Okay.
Yeah, we're both in the studio, so maybe that's what we're hearing, you know?
Oh, okay. Let's try this caller now. Area code 646, welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi, hello.
646? Yes, I can. I guess you're a lucky caller because we tried to and we wouldn't get a response. So I guess we were meant to pick you up. What's your name?
My name is Latima.
Latima? Do you have a
yes.
question for us, Latima?
Yes, I have a question. It's about relationships. I want to know,
okay.
do you see me lasting with this boy I'm talking to? He's a Gemini. I'm scared to say his name on air.
Oh, air. Okay.
Okay.
DC?
Yes, Mary. I heard relationships and struggling. I couldn't hear the rest of, is there a question?
Yes, I want to know, do you see us, like, lasting? Is this going
okay.
to be my person? Or, yeah.
Okay. And what is his first name? Okay. Okay, I did not get a definitive yes. I didn't get a no either. So I do feel like there's a little bit of maybe work to be done. Okay,
mm-hmm.
do you guys have an open line of communication between the two of you? I do feel like patience is needed with this relationship for it to really work well.
Mm-hmm.
One of you is a little bit restless and temperamental. So I'm getting, you know, that there's a little bit of work to be done for the relationship, you know, to continue. You do have the ability to, you know, to go through the adversities and the difficulties in the relationship, okay? But you've got
mm-hmm.
to have an open line of communication. I would call, you know, in the angels and ask them to help you, you know, with this relationship. I'm getting worries and fear. Where is the fear coming in?
Fear that he still had like an attachment to his past, maybe on my
okay.
end. And he also says he's scared of relationships, so
Okay, so for you specifically, I'm getting there's some kind of feelings related to your mother. You're holding within like some kind of feelings in regard to your mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, they're deep-seated and we don't even realize, okay? They're rooted, you know, really deeply. We don't even, you know, connect with what, you know, what I'm saying right now. So I do feel like there's a little bit of forgiveness that is needed. And, you know, when we forgive, you know, it could be a birth mother, a biological mother. It could be, you know, like a mother figure. But I'm getting there's a little bit of forgiveness needed, okay? Because I do feel there's, you know, there's heavy emotions within. Okay, do you
with
understand that?
With me and my mom, you're saying?
Either your mother or a mother figure, there's some kind of deep, there's issues that are there. And we, you know, we just have to let go of the issues. And I'm getting like there's like maybe a little bit of fear there as well. There was some kind of fear. So when we release it, you know, we can connect with the part of us that we can't see, the part that is within the soul area. We say, dear innate, I release, you know, all of my cares, worries, and fears in regard to my mother. And if there's any, I forgive her. And when we say that, you know, it just lets the energy lift and be lighter. So are you ready to release that? Are you ready to open your heart and just release whatever feelings are there that you may be able to, you know, acknowledge or not acknowledge? Because
yes.
When we have, like, you know, relationship issues with people in our lives, it does also affect our love life, okay?
Right.
Okay, so are you ready to release that?
Yeah.
Okay, all you have to say is, dear Nate, and it's I-N-N-A-T-E, that's a part of you that you can't see. Dear innate, can you say that? Are you able to say that? Dear innate, I release the feelings that I have in regard to my mother. Are you still there?
I wonder if she got disconnected because the board has been going.
Yeah, the board looks a little weird,
yeah.
Mary.
Yeah, she got dropped just like I did earlier.
Well, if she calls back, we'll pick her up again.
Yeah, I have her phone number, so I'll pick her up.
Okay.
So let's see. Okay. Area code 203, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
This is Navashni.
Hi, Navashni. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I do. Two questions. I just started a new job or took on a new role, which I'm feeling excited about, but I, of course, any new job, you have, like, apprehensions and stuff. So I just want to see that I made the right decision. And then, obviously, any message from Spirit. I've been seeing, like, a lot of numbers, you know, like 333, 444, 555, like, almost every single day. There's some sort of symbolism to it that I'm not paying attention to.
Okay, Avashni, this is DC. Mary said earlier, when you see those numbers, all you have to do is look it up and you'll get a specific message just for you, okay? So when you see the number, if you don't have that time, like right then and there to look it up, just write down the number, and at your convenience, you can go and look it up, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, yes with work. I heard the word success, okay? And success and positive changes are coming your way, okay? And I'm getting things are falling into place. So that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Mary?
Thank you.
Yes. On the new job, yes, it's going to be amazing. And I'm trying to get a angel and ancestors message for you, for the spirit, just to see if any of your ancestors come through.
Oh, Mary, you know what? I totally skipped over that. I didn't realize she wanted to hear from someone in her family. So while you look it up, can I give a little message?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I was focused on your work, hon. I'm sorry. Navashni.
No worries.
Oh, thank you, hon. Was there someone in your family that was very, very creative, very artistic, maybe?
Yes, my uncle.
Okay, because I'm just seeing like a beautiful palette with all these different colors, and I just, that's what I'm getting, like this person was very, very creative. Did you have a really deep connection with this person? Because I feel like there's like a beautiful connection.
Well, he's my mom's brother, and we were pretty close growing
up. Your
uncle? Because he didn't live that far away. So he would be at our house all the time, and he was very autistic.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting, that he had a lot of great times with you.
Yeah.
He's saying we had so many great times. And he's sorry that you took it, like, really, like, I feel like a heaviness in the heart over him passing. So he's saying he's sorry for the pain that he caused. Did you have a beautiful service for him?
It's been such a long time, because he's passed on now a really long time.
Okay, well, I was getting, he was thanking your family for all that, you know, that you guys have done. Okay, there's a woman coming in as well, and with her, she's standing next to him. Is there a woman that you know that's on the other side with the connection of this month, December?
December? I can't think of any connection to December.
Okay. Do you have either a family members or a special woman in your that was in your life? Do you have some of her belongings, her jewelry?
Yes. Oh, my God. I got chills. So my
she's laughing and she's saying you were mentioning numbers and stuff, and I just started to laugh because she's saying – she makes you look at the numbers. That is her.
Oh, I knew it. That's her saying she's with me. Because I love her.
Yeah,
she
is so strongly with you. So, and I'm laughing. So you have a beautiful team there in spirit. They're cheering you on. They're so happy about how you're progressing your journey. Okay, and they're with you. And they love, you know, your ability to do things. So they want you to keep on dreaming. And she's saying, well, speaking of dreaming, she has dreams and she sees things that happen before they happen. So you have, like, dreams that show the future, in other words. That's what she's showing me.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're not paying attention to your dreams, please, you know, start a dream journal. And put the intention, you know, you can connect with your family members or whomever, but put the intention to remember what it is that's important. And before you open your eyes in the morning, keep them closed for a minute or two before you open them to remember what you need to remember. And it could be maybe a word, it could be a smell, a color. Little by little, it's like pieces of puzzles that are going to come together for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Now, you were talking about a new job. This woman is saying that have you been having, like, some issues with the work that you were doing or still doing? Because she was saying she was having some issues with work.
You know, it was very stressful for me. That's why I switched jobs. Like, it's been, like, 2 weeks now because I was managing a team of, like, 13 people. And
well, that's what she's
so
mentioning,
stressful. Like, I was literally having anxiety, like come Sundays, I would literally have anxiety attacks, and I would get calling out sick, and I never called out sick from work. It was taking a
And she's just, I'm getting, like, I feel like my heart is pounding in regard to love for you.
Does it mean I'm going to find love because I'm tired of being alone?
feel like it is, because she's just showing me all these little hearts, and my heart is pitter-pattering. And I'm just going to, you know what, I'm just going to have to turn you over to her, because she has a really strong energy. God bless, hon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mary?
Yes, hi. Hi, Navashmi. Beautiful hi. Reading, DC. Okay, so I got a yes for the job, right? And then Spirit, I was tearing up because I actually connected with your aunt, and, you know, those messages are coming from her. Those numbers are always coming from her because she wants to guide you.
Yes,
and
probably,
I told her,
like, you know, every day, like, it's getting more and more that I keep seeing the same
yeah.
numbers. So I'm like, it has to
yeah.
mean something.
Because she wants you to pay attention to what she's trying to tell you and how they're guiding you. So just, you know, have that angel number book, a journal of those numbers and the messages by day, you know, if you can. I mean, you know, you're not going to do it every day, but as much, especially when it's like really like the same numbers, just write them down because it's just the message. It's like screaming at you, basically. Listen to me. the message, and it's true what DC said, is like her energy is so beautiful. Like my heart is just like, wow, overflowed with so much love. So the message came out, the White Witch came out, and it says, be the light. It says, take the higher road and choose the light. Remove yourself from lower energy experiences. The White Witch card represents the maiden aspect of the triple goddess of paganism and modern Wicca. The maiden is a gentle, innocent, and pure aspect of the goddess, a loving soul who wants nothing but the best for the whole earth. Here she is joined by a horned owl, showing that she is willing to respect those with more wisdom and experience than she has, but she is also willing to trust what she feels to be right within. With this card, you are being reminded of the goddess within. No matter what is happening to you or around you, you have a choice. Choose not to be pulled into dramas, bickering, or energies that are just going to limit your joy. If you are surrounded by people who are hostile towards you or someone else, or you are in a negative situation, perhaps in your workplace, you are being invited to be the light. You are an incredible person who can really bring light to everyone. So how can you change the energy? How can you redirect the conversation to love? How can you protect yourself? How can you help the person that is being picked on? Or are you the one who is guilty of causing a drama? You will know the answers. Know also that you are being encouraged to shine your light. You were born to share. Oh, that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And she has a butterfly on her hair, which is transformation as well.
Oh, thank you.
And I see Metatron's cube on the card as well. So I believe calling on Metatron as well, Archangel Metatron. So those are the messages. I hope they really helped you.
Yeah, they did. Thank you, both of you. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome.
It just validates a lot of things, too. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll put you on hold now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, what a beautiful caller.
Yes, and what beautiful messages, Mary. My goodness.
Yes, I know. Oh, my gosh. How... it was just, like, heartfelt, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, really, really beautiful. Wow.
I was really touched, actually, that I was, like, my tears started coming down with so much love.
It was so, yes.
I'm trying to see the other caller that got disconnected. Yeah, she's not back on, so I'm going to try to pick up the 212 caller again and see if they're
on. That's sure.
Okay. Area code 212. Area code 212. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Oh, yes. Hello. Thank you.
is Karen.
Karen, do you have a question for us, Karen?
Yes, yes. I'd like to know what guidance there is, either my angel's guides or loved ones in spirit, especially regarding the money situation I'm considering doing.
Okay.
Very confused. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Or anything else?
Sure.
Yes,
Karen, this is DC. It's very nice to connect with you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, the first thing I heard was my dog Ginger saying, girlfriend, don't settle.
Hmm.
Okay? So I feel like there's, you know, there's a lot coming to you. And I'm getting, you know, learning from the past. Okay, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Learning from the past. What is Ginger showing me? Okay. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, standing strong in your integrity, standing strong in your truth, okay? Okay. And the angels are talking about having patience and, you know, connect with your wisdom. And I feel like that is going to bring you the results that you're looking for, is connecting with your wisdom and being a little bit patient, okay? Okay. And I don't know who the money involves, but I'm hearing the word unity, okay?
Unity.
So I'm hearing the word unity, yeah.
Yeah, my sister's kind of agreeing with me, so maybe it's about that.
Right, that's, yeah. I mean, your sisters aren't, yeah, they're not agreeing. Okay, yeah. But in other words, like taking the higher road and do things properly, and I feel that is like that's going to be really important. I'm getting like Ginger showing me like you're going to get a message, okay? And I feel like money issues are going to resolve, but you've got to stay positive is what I'm getting. It's all about staying positive, okay?
Mm-hmm. So does that mean just sit tight, be patient, or is it more go ahead with my idea that requires things?
Yeah, I'm getting it. As long as you're doing everything, you know, from a higher perspective, you know, like doing it, you know, I guess to have like where it the situation is good for everyone, okay? And I'm just getting, you know, be open-minded. And I do, like you said again, I feel like, you know, the money is going to come to you, be fair, is what I'm getting. Has this situation been going on for a while or a little bit longer?
Well, basically, I tend to butt heads with my sister. That's been going on a while, but this new idea about
money. Yeah, because I'm getting, like, there's going to be major changes coming up. Okay, you've just got to, you know, you've got to let go of, like, the beliefs that you have is what the angels are showing me. And, you know, sometimes when we don't have challenges resolved really fast, there's lessons there. One of them would be to recognize what no longer serves you and to really reflect on what it is that you are truly wanting. And I am getting... you know, that major changes and, you know, a decision will be made, and I do see you, you know, getting money, okay? But just, you know, have good ethics is what I'm getting. And, you know, you're going to have a solution. So I'm getting there's nothing to worry about. So basically just, you know, keep speaking your truth. And the angels are saying that they've been trying to connect with you, Karen. I don't know if you're, you know, even aware of it. You've been getting, like, repetitive thoughts and ideas. And that's the angels trying to give you the guidance that you are needing to go forward.
Hmm.
Okay, so just ask your angels, you know, if you're not hearing, you know, the message, just ask them if they could be a little bit more clear. Okay. And say, you know, set high standards is what I'm getting, you know. And also don't allow others to make your decisions for you. Okay? But I do feel like, you know, that you will, you know, you will get the money that you're deserving of, okay?
Okay.
So just be, you know, be open-minded and receptive. And I am getting, you know, there will be, you know, a decision made and there will be, you know, monetary benefits for you. So I hope that helped you, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Mary?
Yes. Hi, Karen. Okay, so I wanted to reconfirm what DC was mentioning about thoughts coming into your head. So the way spirit works is that they'll put thoughts into our head, or we'll keep seeing repeated numbers, like I said earlier, or like, let's say, for instance, you're going through your emails and the same email appears like three times about, like, for instance, for me, mediumship courses, right? So that keeps popping up on my life's purpose, you know, like how to continue my life's purpose. So it's just them sending me that little push, like, okay, this is your next step, you know. So that's what DC was mentioning, you know, like those little thoughts either that pop into your head, that pop into your email, or that you run into something, and it's just synchronicities, basically, you know, and the numbers. I don't know if you've been seeing numbers lately, like the same
sometimes
numbers
do.
Lately.
Sometimes
okay.
I do. And about the other things, I thought I was somewhat following synchronicity
mm-hmm.
that I've picked up on lately.
Yeah. Well, I got a chill on that. So, you know, normally when I get, like, a chill is a confirmation that what you said is correct. So, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it, you know, as long as it's for the highest good for you and for all.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. So three cards popped for you for the postcards from Spirit. So I'm going to read them all. It says, "Dearest you, we have something exciting to share with you. You are a manifesting master, and you don't even know it. There will always be enough of everything that you need in your life, money, opportunities, love, kindness. So whatever you're asking guidance about, have faith and be open to the many ways in which you will experience prosperity. Spirit is the source of your supply. The universe is always reflecting back to you what you believe. So whenever you fall into insecurity, you will be shown an illusion as if your fear were real. But the truth is that the universe is abundant. You are and always have been enough, and abundance is your natural state. If you can imagine something consistently as truth, you can and will create it. You are on the right path now. Keep believing, then the seeing happens. Loving you more and more every day." And just with that, I'm just going to go back to the original message. I'm not sure if you were on early on with the trust the universe, you know, message and putting out what we want to manifest for this month and next year, you know, putting it out there and reflecting back on. Remember that the universe is going to reflect back what you are putting out there. So your words are very, very powerful. Like every thought we think is creating our future. So, and they don't want me to read these other cards because I believe that this card says it all. Like you're able to manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest, Karen. So, you know, just remember that the universe is going to reflect back what you are saying. So just say you're abundant. My business plan is perfect. You know, everything will work out. I trust the process of life, and I'm willing to let go and let God, you know, and those affirmations are really helpful. So I hope that helps, Karen.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Make sure you give us a call back and let
okay.
us know how everything goes, Karen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Are you ready, DC, for our next caller?
Yes, Mary, I'm ready. Yep.
Okay, I think there's a caller from Lassie. No, that's not it. Okay. Okay, area code 831. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Also,
we just had Karen.
I know you just had another Karen, too, but my name is also Karen. And hello.
Yes. How are you? Yes. Welcome to Angel Answers. Do you have a question for us, Karen?
Yes. You know, I know just what I want. I'm really looking forward to it. And I've been suffering from PTSD over some other old stuff, so that's been a little bit rough. But I'm just, you know, would like a message from the angels to see if I'm on track.
Okay.
I missed a couple of intuitive leads I got. And I noticed that, and I've been praying to be more heedful of the messages I receive, you know. And I'd just like to know if I'm on track and correct with what I think is going to happen for my glorious future.
Okay.
Okay.
I love your attitude.
Yeah. That's an awesome question, Karen. This is DC. The first thing I'm getting is you've got to let go of what no longer serves you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And make room for all the good that wants to come your way. There are so many blessings that are waiting for you.
Okay.
Okay. And if there, you know, are any things that have been on your mind, you know, maybe, you know, things that you're wanting, a little bit extra money, I'm getting your needs are going to be met. So please don't worry. And the angels are saying, Karen, this is your time. You know, use your imagination and follow your dreams. And even though, you know, things may not be perfect at the moment, you know, put those intentions out to the angels and allow them to help you to reach your goals and go after what it is that you've been wanting. You have the ability to create the reality that, you know, you've been envisioning.
Okay.
So whatever it is, you know, talk to your angels. I'm getting,
okay.
You know, make sure that you're focused and grounded, okay? And I'm getting, you have the ability, you know, what is it that you've been wanting to do? Because the angels are saying, you know, you have the ability to do what it is you're wanting, Karen, okay? But there's a little bit of fear. I'm getting there's a little bit of anxiety. And the angels are saying, do not be afraid. Give us, you know, give us all of that energy and, you know, let them bring about healing and transmutation so that you can get on that beautiful path to what you've been wanting. Karen, I'm getting you're really intuitive. And you do have the ability to connect with your angels, and they're waiting to help you to take the next step to really to making your dreams become your reality. Okay? And you're a light worker, and you're asked to shine your light, you know, on others and help them to, you know, to follow their life's path as well.
Okay?
Have you been thinking about starting this, you know, starting a project?
Well, yeah, and I've been, I'm waiting for a couple of things to come through for me that will enable me to really fulfill my dreams. And I'm,
okay, because
I'm
getting that the angels are going to help you.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like you're needed here and you have so many beautiful natural talents, and you know, you could be a teacher, a healer, a leader. You have a lot of abilities that are needed and will be embraced. So I really feel good about everything, but there are, like I said, there are some fears and some concerns, a little bit of anxiety. You've got to let go of it. Okay?
Yeah, it's cellular PTSD. Old traumas have been resurfacing most recently, and the depth of them I wasn't aware of before, and I'm aware of now because they've surfaced, and I'm praying and working to get to release them, although I don't feel like I've been very successful. Sometimes I feel like I feel even more hypercharged because of them. And so it feels like it's a quandary for me. I'm ready to move forward. I've been ready for a long time. I am waiting on some things.
You have a lot of blessings,
don't have
you know,
control
that
over
are going to come away. Okay. You've got to really, you know, you've got to connect. You can connect with the angels or whomever you resonate with and really, you know, put it out there what it is that you're holding within, because I do feel like there's something within, okay, that you need to, you know, that you need to get rid of, something that no longer serves you. And it's as easy as, you know, connecting with your angels and just saying, I release. The innate part of us is a part of, you know, us that we can't see. And when we say, dear innate, I release, you know, all the emotions that I'm holding on to, all the thoughts that, you know, that no longer serve me. You know, I feel like there's emotions, there's thoughts, there's a little bit of confusion. And if you say, dear innate, I release, you should start to feel lighter. Just try it. Just say that with me. Dear innate, I release.
Dear innate, I release.
Okay. Do you feel a little bit lighter? Because I felt like as you said it, I felt like a little bit lifted off of you.
Well, that would be nice. I hope so. It would be a start.
You said, hon, you've got emotions, you've got thoughts, you've got things that are confusing you a little bit, and they're sort of getting in the way of your healing. Okay? Within you, you've got to realize whatever you felt, you're entitled to feel, but, you know, you can, it's as simple as, you know, allowing all of this to be released for healing. Okay? And you are a perfect creation. Okay? So you've got to believe that. You're God's perfect creation. And you're worthy of all the good that, you know, that you're looking for. You're worthy of being, you know, healthier. Okay? But you can say, you know,
cellular trauma.
Excuse me?
How do you release cellular trauma?
But you could say, dear, you know, dear innate, I release cellular trauma. You know, you can do it with Jesus. You can do it with the angels. Is there a specific, you know, spiritual entity that you want to connect with?
No, but there's a number of them I revere. So it just depends
okay,
on
well,
the situation.
Well, I'm just saying, you, like divine, you can connect with the divine even, or you could say dear innate. It's up to you. And as long as you're willing to release whatever it is for healing, you can start to heal.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so try it now.
Yeah.
Dear innate, I release cellular trauma. Say it and see how you feel.
Okay, dear innate, I release cellular
trauma. Yes, I release cellular trauma.
I release cellular trauma.
Now, how do you feel?
It might take a minute. I'm not sure I feel anything instantaneously. It might take a minute, but...
Yes, it may take a minute, but if in fact when you get off the call and you feel something and you can't even name it, keep saying, dear innate, I release. Because
okay.
I do
well,
feel
that,
like you're holding on to things that are keeping you stuck, that are keeping you confused. You know, you've got to surrender all of this to heaven. And when you surrender it to heaven, you're going to feel so much better. Okay? And you deserve perfect health. So,
okay, well, you've given me a tool that I'll use then, and I will use it.
You could say, you know, God, please help me. Whatever it is that you resonate with. But you need to emotionally release this, and you could immediately, you know, shift the way that you're feeling. It could start immediately.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless.
Thank you, DC love. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi,
Mary.
Karen. Hi, how are you? Okay, So I've been learning a lot in my courses, and one of them is releasing past traumas. So today we worked on releasing traumas from the past, and this is what we did. And I want to teach you it because it really helped all the students. So it's sitting in a meditative state and saying, I love you. I am here for you. I will never leave you. And calling up all these emotional traumas one by one, whether it's your childhood or any or like teens or whatever has happened to you, calling them one by one, remembering them and saying, I love you. I am here for you. I will never leave you. And I can tell you, Karen, guaranteed, you will cry and cry and cry and just continue until you cry it all out and into it, and until you release everything and feel better, that's when you stop. I mean, you could do it daily, you know, every day, but I noticed a big difference. I mean, saying that to yourself, and I've had instances where my finger was hurting, right? I think it was like a month ago, and I said, I love you to it. I love every cell, every molecule of this finger, my body, everything. And I tell you, I healed. So it's just believing and giving love to yourself. I mean, I know people will probably say it's not like real, but it is. I mean, I'm perfect example. I had severe pain in my finger, like my index finger. I could barely close it, and now it's perfect because I gave it love, and I gave it to every cell, every molecule, every bone in my body, and it healed. So the same thing, just make a note. So call in whatever it is that you need to release and say, I love you. I am here for you. I will never leave you. I guarantee it, Karen. Please call us back next week. I will pick you up and let me know if it worked, okay, or if it's working to release that. I did pick out a card for you, Karen, or two cards, because my previous caller, I got a card for her, and then I was called to tell you about it as well. But the card, until we release all the emotional traumas, you know, we can't move on, like spiritually and emotionally and anything else that we want to manifest in this lifetime. So it's good to release and let go. And I would call in, I'm not sure if you resonate with him, Archangel Raphael. He's the divine healer of everything. He's, you know, I would call him in if you resonate with him and look him up, and there's prayers online for him to call him in, or even your guardian angels, you know, to help transmute all these traumas, past life traumas. But I guarantee you that what I just told you will work, because it worked in our group today. So it's something that is really amazing. And then the card that I picked for you was from the Angels and Ancestors deck, and the High Priest came out, and it says, recognize that you have the power to change your life, face your fear, and align with the light. In many traditions, the High Priest is the physical embodiment of the divine masculine. He acts as a bridge between worlds and is able not only to divine the future, but to help create it too. He may be a leader in his spiritual tradition or in pagan traditions, be second to the high priestess, but he is always spiritually connected and disciplined with great respect for his creator and his particular practice. In a reading, this card can represent a spiritual figure, leader, or teacher in your life, or an aspect of your path that has led you to where you are today. You are a bridge between heaven and earth, and it's important for you to know that you are more powerful and connected than you may think. Everything you are giving attention and energy to at this time is creating your way forward. There have been some setbacks, but accept these as experiences that have led you to a deeper understanding of yourself and your spirit. Know that you are being guided by the ancestors to direct your thoughts and energy towards what you want to grow, heal, and expand, and then watch it happen right before your eyes. That's so beautiful. So intention and creating. You know, we need to work on our traumas to
and Mary,
be the light. Yeah.
I just want to add that part of this is like a psychological distress, so we would call on Archangel Uriel because he's our psychic angel. Yes, and he's going to help to heal the toxins from the thoughts and the emotions and help you to release the negativity that's in the cellular memory, okay?
Okay.
So call upon Archangel Uriel, and, you know, he can help you to release, you know, all of that that you're holding on to, because when we, you know, when we have those kinds of emotions or, you know, or trauma, it does block the healthy energy in our body, and it creates this energy that we hold on to things, and that can cause cellular, you know, memory issues, okay?
Yeah, it's an energy that resonates through the body. Like it resounds and vibrates through it when the shock comes.
And all you have to do is release it. You know, if you, you know, you can call upon the Archangel to help you. And like I said, but it's up to you. You've got to be, you know, you've got to find a way that you're willing to release it. But Archangel Uriel, he's the psychologist angel, and he can help you as well, because you're holding on to things that is just like blocking the beautiful, healthy energy from getting into your body, okay? And as Mary, you know, as Mary said, tell your body that you know, I love you, and I'm getting just, you know, forgive yourself for holding on to this energy. Speak peace in your body, and, you know, ask Archangel, you know, Uriel, if that's something you resonate with, to help you release the spirit of trauma and fear, okay?
Okay.
And you will heal, hon.
Okay.
Believe that you will heal and it will occur. The first thing is believing and being ready, because unless we are ready, we could do all these affirmations and all this inner work and releasing, and it's not going to work. Like,
right.
You know, the wordings that I gave you, those are really key. I mean, I saw it today. It's perfect. It's amazing. But as they told us, you have to be ready to let go and release what it is that you're holding on to. So, you know, until we're ready. Karen, if you want, you know, I have my website, or you can contact me also via email. So it's on, you know, the Sacred Embers or DC. You can contact me or DC for personal help. Sure you give us a call back, Karen, and let us know how you're doing, or reach out to us, you know, through our websites or via email. We'll be glad to help you further.
Thank you, Mary. I really like that name too, Sacred Embers. That's really beautiful, it's enveloping, it's purifying. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for calling, and make sure to give us a call back, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless. You're welcome. God bless. Bye.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yes, it was. Okay, so we have 15 minutes. Do you want to take one more caller? And then
I think so, Mary. Yeah, that would be
down.
Ideal. Yeah, let's take another one.
Okay.
We have some time.
Area code. Oh, boy, the switchboard is acting up.
I know, right?
Area
it's crazy.
Code. Yeah, it's frozen. 856, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hey, guys. It's Rose Maria. How you guys doing?
Hi, Rose Maria.
How are you?
Better. Have my good days and have my bad days.
You sound better and cheery. I love it.
You do,
yes.
Rosemary. Even Ginger is, she's shaking her head and saying yes. She does sound better. Okay. I feel like you're putting your energy toward what you are wanting, and you do have the ability to manifest. Rosemaria, this is the last month, you know, of this year, and I feel like you're on the right track. The angels are here with you, and they're saying, Rosemaria, you are ready for all the positive that's coming your way, all the blessings. You have the ability to manifest success. So you've just got to really, you know, put it out there, you know, and you say positive affirmations, make a vision board, whatever it is that really resonates with you, because the angels are saying, we want to help you to manifest the life of your dreams. Rosemaria, you deserve us. You deserve this. Give us your fear, your worry. Let us transmute it all for the healing that you are deserving of. And I'm getting, you know, the universe is waiting for you to take the first move, and I'm hearing the word abundance. Okay?
Okay, cool.
So follow your passion, girlfriend. That's what Ginger's saying. Don't be afraid to be you. I feel like, you know, once you take that first step onto the path, then it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Okay? You've got to trust yourself. You've got to trust what you're feeling within. And you worry about what others think, and you shouldn't, okay? Please don't worry about others. That's, you know, that's really important, because this is your journey. This is about Rosemaria. It's all about you, okay? You've got to trust in yourself. You know, just think about what it is you're wanting to do, okay? And I'm getting, you've got to spend some time thinking about the future that you want to live, okay? And if you don't, you're going to be missing so many different opportunities that are coming your way, okay? You know, you can look back at the past, but you've got to think about the life that, you know, you really want going forward, okay? And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, all you have to do is just put the energy in, dream about it, you know, and this is your time to start making those dreams a reality. That's what I have. That's what Ginger has. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless, hon.
Okay. Thanks.
Hi, Rosemaria. It's so great to hear you cheery, because I don't like to hear you, like, not cheery. Because that's the type of energy that you have, is cheery. That's how I like it. Let's keep it that way. So reiterating a little bit what DC said, setting your intentions, because, you know, this is the time of the year to set your intentions and make the list of the things that you want to manifest into the new year. And I have an affirmation. I trust the process of life, and I'm willing to let go and let God. And then a postcard from Spirit that came out for you was, dearest to you, do you ever wonder whether your ideas and inspiration might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you we are always whispering in your ear about your highest good. We are conduits for Spirit, letting you know you are a living channel for this awesome co-creative energy. When you're feeling inspired, it means you heard us. Inspiration means Spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration means your human passion to keep it going so you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you. Let yourself be led into new experiences and know that this is why you are on the earth. Your purpose is to discover your spirited nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so loved. And then in the back, there's two angels snuggling, and it says, you are love. And that's what I have for you, Rosemaria. I hope that helped you.
Cool. Yes.
Thank you for calling, Rosemaria.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too, guys.
Take care, Rosemaria.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in, hon.
Bye.
And Mary, Ginger just loves your energy, and she's saying that she sees so many opportunities, and beautiful situations that are going to, you know, come your way because you are suited for something different, something more, and it's going to help you on your soul's path. Well, she's showing me. She's that's abundance for Mary. And I said, oh, that's beautiful, Ginger. So she's showing me abundance, and you're going to have the security that you're wanting. And she's saying, you know, all areas of your life are, they're opening up, and life is just going to get better and better. And she's saying, you know, Mom, I love Mary because she walks her talk and she speaks her truth.
Yeah, I do.
And you're such an inspiration, she's saying to others. Yeah, so but you're going to have so much fulfillment. She's saying, you know, I'm just telling you, Mary, you're setting a solid foundation. You're going to have the success that you truly deserve. Just keep walking your talk. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. That's so beautiful.
I give you a little message because you give to so many.
I love her.
She loves you, and she's saying she is so proud of everything that you're doing. It's absolutely amazing. Totally amazing. My goodness. And I agree with her. Yep.
Thank you, Susie. Means
so you're
a lot
doing a great job
from you.
Keep doing it. And she's saying, you know, really, really dream about, you know, this beautiful new chapter of your life.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, and she's
totally
saying this is your divine time. So the things that are occurring, you know, were meant to occur so that you can, you know, go forward and really get on your soul's path, the one that you truly are needed on.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm so ready.
And I believe. Wow, what a beautiful show.
Yes, so beautiful. I'm so
happy and elated.
Thank you so much, Susie. This was a wonderful synchronistic show. We were just like, I had the affirmations, and you were reading them before I even said them.
I had no clue what Ginger was saying. So I don't even listen to what she says. You know, put out of my mouth,
yeah.
Ginger. It's like, oh my gosh, that was absolutely totally amazing.
Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful show. Love you so much. You all,
I love
Ginger, Joan, Cece.
We
the whole team.
Love you, and we look forward to connecting with Liz as well and having another great show next week.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be here next week, everyone. So whomever I didn't pick up tonight, we'll pick up next week. Thank you all. We love you. Happy holidays if you don't call back, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Good night.